We talked about it yesterday. From 90% of the show, tragedy that happened in our area, and the relief efforts and everything everybody's had to endure since late Monday night, early Tuesday morning, back here on Darren Donick and Chase. And one of those, we said, homes, businesses, churches, and schools have been affected by the tornado. And one of those schools was DCA. We talked about it yesterday on the program. Paul Wade is the DCA football coach, and he is on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Well, we've been thinking about you guys a lot, been thinking about a lot of people in our area, and certainly you guys were affected tremendously. It was tough to look at the visuals, but how tough was it for you when you had to show up and see what your school looked like?
Well, kind of a loss for words, really.
Yeah.
And we say this all the time, and I tell my own boys this all the time, that there's always somebody out there that's got it just a little bit worse. I got here about 2:35 that morning when I got a call, and obviously there was no power anywhere. It took probably 45 minutes to get from my house, which is just about 7 miles away, to get here. And when I got on campus, I absolutely could not believe, what I told a guy yesterday on the radio was that it's stuff you see on TV that you never think you will ever see in person. Well, we saw it in person, and it was absolutely unbelievable.
You say that it took 45 minutes, basically a 7-mile trek. Is that because trees and debris in the road? I mean, what was
it
like
crazy.
Trying
there
to get
so
there?
There was so much stuff in the road because it really had just hit within the last 45 minutes, and the trees, the power lines, which you say you're never supposed to cross or touch, so you're kind of questioning that. You couldn't get down every road, Lebanon Road and Central Pike, even at that hour were at a dead standstill. Everything was just impassable, so I had to actually park out on Lebanon Road and walk to the back of the school just to get down here. It was so bad.
How bad is it? We've seen, I think most of the stuff we saw was like more of the elementary school just completely gone, but to paint the whole picture, I mean, is it all wiped out?
All wiped out. I'm actually sitting in my office right now. The back half of the campus did not have as much damage, obviously, as the front. But because of the structural situation, they have already told us that we will not be able to use the building for the remainder of the school year. The administration is actually off campus today meeting with different churches and businesses that have availability of space for us to move our school for the remainder of the year. Now, back in 2010 when the flood hit, I wasn't here then, but, the stories I hear and being part of the school from back in the 90s, I knew what was going on. You know, they had to finish the school year at local churches and office places because the school was unusable because of the flood. What's the same case now? Probably, I would guesstimate, 75% of it had some type of damage. There's probably more structural damage than we know about. It's still being investigated as we speak. The amount of people who are on campus today, professional people working, we've had to cut back the hands-on people. It's been unbelievable. The community people, churches, the other schools, the other Christian organizations that wanted to get involved, and we've had to turn people away. Because we're still waiting for this whole entire process to go through evaluation, which has not happened yet.
Wow. It's a lot to handle, I know, Coach. And we really appreciate you coming on to tell us what you can at this point. And this is certainly not the top priority in the grand scheme of things here, but this is a sports show, so I'll just ask. Because I know the sports community is a place where a lot of people can band together to get through tough times like this. So, from an athletic standpoint, can your sports teams, for example, in the spring, can they continue to play eventually and continue to practice and do the things that they enjoy doing together?
Well, to answer the question, yes. how that's going to work. We're still trying to figure that out. Fortunately enough, the storm hit at night. Had it hit during the school day, this would probably be talking to me. This would be on a bigger national world scale due to deaths, as much damage as there was, especially in the elementary wing. But luckily, our seniors are on their senior trip in Orlando. Our juniors are out doing career exploration internships this week. Our sophomores are out doing community service. Our freshmen are in D.C. So we kind of had an empty campus anyway, except for the elementary school. But those kids are about to return tonight in the morning. A lot of their cars were just completely destroyed. You know, there's still a lot of situations that we're going to have to deal with when the kids get back on campus. Just trying to work through it and see, you know, really what God's plan is for our school, for our people. The community outreach has been unbelievable. You know, everybody from Coach Mason at Vanderbilt to all the local Christian schools, public schools, who've reached out to me personally wanting to come help. As far as the question, I know that was a long answer. Our coaches have been told to prepare to play the remainder of their spring schedule off campus. We're hoping that we can get the baseball and the softball facility back to just where our kids can hold practice here on campus, because the damage that those two facilities received is phenomenal. It's going to take a while just to get them cleaned up where a ball could be played out on those fields.
It's a beautiful campus that I've seen, beautiful facilities. I've been there many times. So, Coach, another thing that, you know, when you have a crisis like this, it's tough on kids, but kids are so resilient. I'm just curious, your feedback, what I don't know if you've had much interaction with the students yet on any of the levels. I mean, it's a K-12 school. As you mentioned, a lot of them have been out doing different things, but what's the feedback you're getting there?
Well, a lot of my football guys have reached out on their own trips and doing different things. I saw a few here actually on campus yesterday. You know, being a believer, we have to believe that the superior power, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has got a hand in this. And being a Christian institution, you know, we talk about those things daily. So we hope and pray that our kids believe that there is a reason that the Lord places nothing in our lives that He doesn't think that we can't handle without Him, to look for His guidance. And being a foundation as a Christian institution, you know, we hope our kids can lean on that. Obviously, when it hits at home, you know, a lot of times those beliefs do get stressed. And it's a great opportunity for us as believers and as mentors to these students and student athletes to get them geared back to where the light is and what our purpose here is in this community.
We're talking to Paul Wade. He's the head coach at Donaldson Christian Academy, head football coach. And I spent a lot of time on your campus. I went to FRA, and we, you know, FRA DCA had some great rivalries back in the day. They still do, still love those games, but it was always, you know, fighting for the same things and the same beliefs. And you mentioned earlier about the outpouring of support from everyone else. Expand on that a little more of, you know, some of the other schools, maybe even some rivals that have reached out that are trying to help you guys recover.
Well, one of my good friends, Jeff Brothers at National Christian, who we actually coached together at CPA back in the day, he actually brought his team here today, along with some other students within the school. And even though we told them they couldn't come on campus, they said, that's fine. They went straight into the neighborhood. You know, what I mentioned earlier, there's always somebody who has a little bit something worse. There were probably two dozen or more homes in our neighborhood, because our school's in a neighborhood, that are no longer standing. One of my former players, his house is directly behind the school, and he has nothing left but a foundation. He lost everything, he and his wife, that they own. And so Jeff took his team. They're up in the neighborhood right now as we speak, helping the community out. But like I said, we've had every private Christian school in Nashville that you can think of, a lot of the public schools, a lot of personal friends of mine coaching, you know, at different places, Davidson, Ensworth, CPA, all those guys have reached out. Coach Mason at Vanderbilt's reached out. Walter Wells from EKU's reached out. Dwayne Alexander from Tech has reached out. It's been unbelievable, really, of people wanting to help. And it's almost overwhelming because we've had to tell them no, because at this time, at this time, you know, there's nothing they can do. And always related to this, man, you know, when you bury a loved one, and I'm not comparing this to that, but just the emotional feeling of it, you know, everybody wants to be around you at that time. But those people really need people 2 and 3 weeks down the road. And our community is going to need help 2 and 3 and 4 months down the road. And we hope those people who are extending that Christian hand today are going to be there to help us in a few months, because that's really where we're going to need it.
You know, we always look at sports as kind of a way to help us through times like this. And I pulled up your football schedule, August 21st, 2020. I know it's several months away. There's a lot of work to be done. But is that for you to kind of help you through the process and your boys? You look at that date of going, you know, that's going to be our goal, and that's going to be a night of healing?
Well, for me personally, it is, being the head football coach. You know, I obviously, being an academic Christian institution, I have other higher goals than the game. But maybe you follow me on Instagram, and I actually posted that yesterday, a picture of our stadium. Our mascot is still painted on the field like it was the last playoff game. Our press box is completely destroyed on the ground. Our goalposts are down. The scoreboard is completely mangled. The bleachers are damaged. There's fencing tore up everywhere. And as of yesterday, there were 171 days until that first home game. And, you know, that's a goal for us to shoot for. God only knows what's going to happen between here and there, where we're going to be. You know, if spring practice is going to happen. Coach Z and myself, the strength coach, we talked last night about how we're going to handle the remainder of all season weights, because if they tell us that we can't be in the building, we got to figure out how we're going to continue to lift. So there's a lot of obstacles to overcome. It's going to make it challenging. It's going to make it fun. I know how that might sound, but it really is, because it's going to make us step outside the box. A lot of times in athletics, we get kind of put in our own little bubble about how we do things, and being a person who likes to look outside the box at how other people do things and how we can expand and grow, man, what a great opportunity. As sad as it is, as much as it's going to cost, as much as our faith's going to be tested, man, what a great opportunity for this community.
Just know that you guys are in our thoughts, and we really appreciate your time, and I know you'll get through this. And you know what? We'd love to check back in with you down the road and see how things are coming along. Thanks for coming on.
That'd be awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
All right, that is Paul Wade, DCA's football coach, and you just heard a little bit about what they've gone through over at Donaldson Christian Academy. And, wow, he painted the picture, that's for sure.
What a great attitude.
Yeah.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah. Make sure, like we said yesterday, whatever you think, you know, you've viewed as put you in a bad mood or you can't believe that's happening, then just think about what really is going, what real problems are.
And as he said, his perspective too was great. Hey, we got it tough, but there's always somebody that's got it tougher, right? That's always a great thing to keep in mind.
Pretty incredible outlook considering the circumstances. I want to talk to you about USS, United Structural Systems, a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served Middle Tennessee, our area, since 1994, and they have a whole lot of satisfied customers. How about 18,000 satisfied residential customers? And maybe you've been outside and you've noticed the bricks are cracking, or there's some cracking in your bricks, or walls are bowing. Maybe you've been opening, closing your doors or windows, especially when the weather's nice, and you've noticed that they've been sticking, or drywall separating, or stair step cracks in masonry mortar joints, a chimney maybe that's tilting or leaning. I could go on and on. These are all signs that maybe your house is trying to tell you something. Maybe something is going on, and usually most of us are not equipped to handle those type of situations. So that's where you need to get the experts involved, and that's where USS comes into play. They believe in their quality of work. They believe in their reputation. They believe in integrity, and they're going to come out, and they're going to tell you what's going on, assess the problem, and tell you whether you need to get address it or don't worry about it. If you do, they're going to give you a free estimate if you need work done. Well, they're locally owned, they're licensed and insured, and as a homeowner, I hope that gets your attention. So if any of these things are going on and you need to get them out to your house, dial 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275. You can always go to their website, USSTN.com. That's USSTN.com. And as they say, we guarantee our best. Call USS.